This is Pat.
Hey, Pat, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Look, I don't know if you remember, we actually spoke back in January about some of our projects and programs that we had to offer for the business, our equipment financing and working capital. You told me that, you know, there wasn't anything at the beginning of the year, but follow up towards the end and see if things have changed. So that's what I'm doing, giving you a call, you know, seeing how business has been, see if there's anything we can do to help out.
Everything's going pretty good. I don't think I'm going to do anything, though, so...
Okay, is there maybe a typical time of the year where you do, you know, evaluate your equipment and capital needs? Like sit down and look at the book, see if you want to do anything?
Well, usually kind of towards the end of the year, but we've kind of just recently done that. That's why I don't think I'm going to...
Oh, okay. Did you guys just recently take something on?
No, we haven't. I don't think I want to buy anything else this year if I don't have to, so...
Right, right, okay, okay. Well, when was the last time you did bring on a new piece of machinery here?
Last fall we got some stuff, but like 2015, but we haven't got anything new this year in 16, but...
Right, is that typical for you to bring on some new pieces of equipment every year or so, or was that kind of more of an addition?
I try not to do it every year, but sometimes you have to.
Right. I mean, usually the sentiment is when business picks up, you need more machines, right?
Yeah. So
that's
we're
good.
We're busy right now. You know, it's the beginning of the year was kind of weird, but it's kind of picked up. So things are straightening up a little bit. So.
Right. Is that typical for you guys? Do you normally see that type of trend coming on where the beginning's slow and then the end is, I guess, more busy?
Well, sometimes, and then other times it's like other year before we were busy all the way through. So I don't know. It's just kind of the way the job shop thing falls, you know.
Right, right. Kind of go as the work comes.
You know, sometimes we're, I mean, you'll talk to some shops and they're swamped and then other shops are not doing anything. So it's just kind of the nature of the work you're in and the way the funding goes and everything else. So.
Right. How long have you guys been in business? Kind of refresh my memory here.
Since 04.
Okay, okay. So fairly recent, but not too recent.
Yeah.
Is that something that you've always been doing? Have you always been in, you know, the machine industry, or?
Yeah.
Okay, and you've just finally decided that you wanted to open up your own shop, kind of, you know, be the own boss, right?
Yep.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. A lot of my customers and clients that were in the same boat, you know, they always started from somewhere, either kind of like a family-owned business where they were taught by their dad, and then they kind of, you know, took over the family business.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see that. But like I said, you know, I'm just trying to follow up with you here, see if something's come up. Do you guys have any plans for 2017 possibly, or...
You know, it just kind of depends on how things go. If if we can get through another year without having to add anything, I'd rather do that if I could. So.
Mhm. Mhm. Those machines that you had brought on, just to kind of amuse me here, were they new CNC machines that you guys brought on, or were they more smaller pieces of machinery?
Yeah, we had some software we added to, you know, and stuff like that. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, kind of like those additional parts that you can buy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys do mainly, do you work in a certain industry, or are you just generally the job shop type of deal?
We're a job shop, but we do a lot of stuff for the government, so.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine how those guys take... in terms of, you know, paying you guys on time, right? Are they typically a net 90?
No, they're better than that. It's pretty good, but a lot of the, you know, it takes a while to get the jobs awarded and different things like that. So that's where some of the law comes in. You're either busy or you're not. So anyway.
Yeah, yeah, no, I can imagine. I guess out of curiosity here, Pat, originally when we had spoken in the beginning of the year, we had mentioned that we already got you guys pre-approved for the equipment and the working capital, and essentially the working capital is like a short-term business loan. We had you guys pre-approved for $250,000, and to kind of, you know, gauge my curiosity here, is there something that you could use that money for right now? If, let's say you had $250,000 in your pocket, what would you do to, I guess, better the business? Is there something you've always had on your mind?
I don't know. Probably my next move is going to have to be into another building. We're kind of, fill this one up to the point of where we're going to have to move somewhere else. So.
Anyway. Is that just something you've kind of been kicking around in the dirt, not really sure if that's something along the lines of what you want to do?
Yeah,
have you looked at maybe selling off some old equipment before making a move? Like, what have you done so far to, I guess, really gauge if that's the next play?
Well, we don't, being in small business, we don't have that much, or we haven't been in business that long, so we don't have that much old stuff to really sell. So, I don't know. It's something I've been thinking about, so.
Okay. Well, maybe that's something that we might be able to help you guys out with. If, let's say, for example, you need some money to cover costs of moving, or if you guys need some money to maybe put a down payment if you're trying to buy the property outright, or if you're just trying to lease, maybe cover the first 6 months of lease, anything like that. It's something what our working capital program is designed to do. It's designed to put money into the accounts of the business and then kind of push you guys through if you guys are looking to grow, if you guys need to cover costs for any reason. If you have a particular project that's coming up where you know you need some extra cash and you don't want to use your own personal capital, it's designed to be in that nature. And a lot of my clients are in the machine shop and manufacturing industry, and that's exactly what they use it for. So just, giving you a little heads up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I also, I kind of like giving a little friendly advice to my clients and potential clients here, Pat, in regards to what's going on in the finance industry. Because I know mainly what's going on within manufacturing and the machine shop. It's kind of been a slow year. Nobody's really doing much right now. But I kind of give my clients a little piece of advice. It's that with a new branch of government coming into play here in November, when a new branch comes in, typically what happens is the Fed will start to raise interest rates. So what that'll cause, obviously, a trickle-down effect for any type of bank that lends money or any type of institution that lends money, which means higher interest rates. So a lot of my clients are trying to lock in rates, at least, get a better picture of what's going on if they want a new piece of equipment before year's end, to possibly see if that's something they would like to do. So just a little food for thought, but I'd like to, keep you in on the loop there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
that's what I'm kind of waiting on the election to be over.
Yeah, it's more of a rodeo show than anything else.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And what's that? I mean, is that something that you think has possibly affected the business?
Usually the election years are always kind of off. I mean, I think, anyway. They always have been in the past, but I don't know. This year seems to be turning out pretty good, so.
Well, maybe it's a little change of luck, right?
Yeah. But you just kind of expect election years to be, at least presidential election years, to be kind of strange,
since you guys have been in business for a little while now, you've kind of seen the last few elections, at least three election years. Have you guys, noticed a certain trend that comes along and that you guys have kind of used that to your advantage?
Well, you just kind of prepare for it not to be a great year, but... you just kind of hang on. And
right. Now, typically, how do you guys do that? Do you maybe cut down on personnel or take on less projects? How do you guys cover the costs?
Well, it's we've always been able to get through it. It's just sometimes you have to grin and bear it, But
right.
You end up making through it, so.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear you kind of, sometimes just, batch down the hatches and hopefully pray that nothing happens that's worse off for the business, but better,
I just hope they don't get in, whoever gets in raises taxes or something like that and makes it even worse on everybody. So.
That's true, and that's also another thing that you should probably consider. If you have maybe an accountant that you normally go to who does your taxes, ask them about, I don't know if you're familiar, but ask them about Section 179. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, usually that would probably be a smart call if taxes start getting raised so that, you can reduce your taxable income so you're not paying so damn much, right?
Yeah.
All right, Pat, it was good talking to you. I don't want to waste a lot more of your time here, but I still have your email, so I'll just shoot you over my contact info again, And if anything does come up towards the end of the year here, you know, after all the craziness that's about to happen. So if you're looking to possibly move into that new location, give me a call. I'm sure that we can get you guys some of those funds that you might need for that move and cover some of those costs. And even if you're looking to add on some new pieces of equipment for that new, you know, location. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Pat. It's good talking to you, man. You take care, okay?
All righty. We'll see you.
All right. Bye now. Bye.